Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first few guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Summer C., Patricia Mira, and Sarah Kelly Johns for guessing kiwi. This past week, I had 2 cooking demos / book signings, a speaking engagement / meet and greet, and another 2 book signings. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you all about it. This past weekend was the French Quarter Festival. It's such a great festival with delicious food and great music. I'll tell you more about it later in the show. I'm headed to San Antonio, Texas to sign books at the International Reading Association Conference, Fort Worth, Texas to sign books at the Texas Library Association Conference, and Miami, Florida to meet some important people. You'll find out more in a future show. So here's some exciting news. I am featured in the May-June issue of American Girl magazine. I have a full 1-page article with a picture of me in my local's farmer's market. The issue will hit the newsstand soon, so grab your copy. Now, it's time for our interview with the wonderful chef, Melissa D'Arabian of $10 Dinners on the Food Network. Woohoo! Mama 4, television host and New York Times best-selling author, Melissa D'Arabian, embodies family home cooking at its finest. Her distinctive ability to utilize tried and true techniques and smart grocery store saving strategies while creating approachable and tasty family-friendly recipes have made Miss Melissa a go-to resource for home cooks everywhere. After winning season 5 of The Next Food Network Star, Miss Melissa's show, $10 Dinners, premiered on Food Network in August 2009. Each episode delivers on her $10 promise. 4 people, 10 bucks, infinite possibilities. Miss Melissa's first cookbook, $10 Dinners, 140 Recipes and Tips to Elevate Simple, Fresh Meals Any Night of the Week, debuted in August 2012 and became an instant New York Times bestseller. She also hosts Cooking Channel's Drop 5 Pounds of Good Housekeeping, a cooking and lifestyle series that premiered in January 2012 based on the magazine's popular monthly column. Miss Melissa, it is such an honor to have you as a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. I love your show, $10 Dinners, on the Food Network. With 4 girls and a husband in the house, how do you have time to continually come up with fresh new recipes for your show and cookbook?
Well, you know, the answer to that is sort of the good news and bad news of being a mom, which is even if I didn't have a show on Food Network, I would still have to feed my family. So, you know, like so many moms out there, I'm cooking dinner for my family every single night. So I have learned to cook with a notebook next to me. So anytime I make something that we all like, I jot it down really quickly, and then that kind of goes into my list of, oh, okay, recipes that I would really like to develop and really, you know, hammer out and get all the details just right. But, you know, it really it starts, for the most part, in my kitchen, just cooking for my family.
Well, you know, when I cook meals, and like new meals, I always, right after we finish eating dinner or after making the dish, I, like, right away, I go to my phone into my notes and then write the recipe down. I'm like, if I didn't measure it, I'm like, eh, it looked about like that much or that much.
I'm but it's always true. Writing Otherwise, if I don't do it quickly right away, then you know later I'll be like,
forget.
What was I, you know, made there? And I've also noticed for me when I'm actually developing recipes, for, you know, the cookbook or for, you know, for $10 dinners or for whatever reason, I actually do use my, I use a notebook, and I mean literally like a spiral notebook, because I've discovered that I used to try to do it with my computer, and then I wouldn't have to retype all my notes up. But that's a computer's a, it's a messy place, a kitchen for a computer. So I've actually discovered that I really have to do it longhand. So I'm a lady with a notebook.
I used, when I was younger, I used to write everything in notebooks. But now that we have like all this technology, right after I'm just like, type it up on my phone.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Right. So do you have any favorite recipes in your cookbook?
You know, my the potato bacon tort that's in my cookbook, I think probably has to be my favorite recipe. One, because I just love it. I think it's such a huge treat. The idea of putting potatoes and bacon into a pastry just sounded absurd to me. but my mother-in-law once made a similar dish for me years ago, and I thought, oh, she's really on to something. And it's, you know, really humble, simple ingredients, potatoes, butter, flour, very simple stuff. But I made it on Next Food Network Star, and, you know, the night that I made it, it was the judges' favorite dish that they'd had out of all, you know, all the, you know, dishes that we made that night of all the contestants. And you know, it was something that cost, you know, literally pennies a serving. So I think it really embodies how delicious food can be, even if it's really simple, if it's just done right.
Right. Sometimes simple is the best.
You don't have to spend a lot of money to eat well and to nourish your family.
Of course, you know. So I know I actually really love the kale chips and the chocolate pompadour. Those are really good.
I'm glad you like those. I love the kale chips. You know, they're really quite trendy now, they're just a great versatile. You can put sort of anything on it. You can go spicy. You can, you know, sprinkle them with Parmesan cheese. You can do whatever you want. The chocolate pompadour, I mean, you know, who doesn't like, you know, a custardy chocolate bread dish? You know, good stuff.
Right. And when I make kale chips, I actually, like, soak them in white wine vinegar before.
You soak them in vinegar before you do it?
It does. It kind of gives it like a tangy taste, and then I just add a little bit of salt and pepper, and then there's a little olive oil. It gives it a little tanginess, but it's not like really too much.
You know what? That sounds like a really good idea. You're just using white vinegar. Is that what you're doing? Kind of sprinkling it on or rubbing it in for a few minutes, and then proceeding.
Yes.
And
just
then
a
do you pat them dry so that they still get crisp?
I do. Yes.
Okay, great. You know what? And you don't need to let them soak for more than a few minutes for the flavor to absorb in.
Right. And then
I just pat
them
dry. Well, you know what? I know exactly what I'm making as soon as we get off the phone. I am. I really am. I love that idea. What a smart idea, and I haven't thought of it. So it's a good thing we hooked up.
Well, now let's rewind a bit. You won season 5 of the Next Food Network Star a few years ago. Besides getting your own television show, how else did that moment change your life?
You know, a couple of things. You know, on the very purely surface level, you know, there are still moments even now, 4 years later, where I, you know, sort of say to my husband, "Can you believe I actually won? Like, that's just crazy." It's just, you know, it's crazy. It's something that you hear about happening to somebody else. So there's definitely that sense of, holy cow, I cannot believe that I won that. I can sort of make my peace with my life as it is today in that, you know, I'm working very hard and meeting with people, and I really am trying to come up with creative ways to save money and I take my job very seriously, and it's work that I love, but it's a lot of work. So I, like, that part of my life sort of doesn't shock me or surprise me. It's when I rewind to how it all began that I sort of am like, wow, I can't believe I won. You know, but really what has changed more than anything are really the logistics of having a full-time career while also having four kids. You know, becoming a working parent and, you know, and keeping busy in the logistics of traveling. And, you know, I mean, I flew in late last night, you know, your flight gets delayed and all you want to do is get home. You haven't been home for a few days. And, you know, so it's the logistics of, you know, my husband has to go out of town this week. So we're thinking through, you know, I've got something, I have a call time of 2 a.m. next, you know, Wednesday on something. So how are we going to work that out? You know, so it's all those logistics that have really changed. But I'll tell you what, the, you know, being on TV, as much as I'm so grateful to have my job and I love it, it's, you know, my life has not changed in the sense that, oh, you know, now I'm on TV, you know, what I value in life is different or who we are is different or no. You know, my home life is very much the same. My kids and my, you know, who I am with my husband, all of that's the same. Yeah, I get to do some very cool things, for sure, and there are things that I do that I think, holy cow, I can't believe I get to do this and I get to meet these people. That's amazing. But, you know, the important stuff, who we are as a family and who I am, you know, when I look in the mirror, all of that is completely unchanged, completely the same.
Right. And, like, do you have to, like, pinch yourself sometimes?
You know, I do. I mean, you know, when I think back to, you know, the fact that I even managed to win, that's a sort of a pinch me moment. And as I said, there are things that I get to do where I'm like, oh, this is very cool that I'm even, you know, I get to meet people sometimes that, of course, I introduce myself to them and they're like, oh, I know who you are. And I'm thinking, well, you know who I am? Like, I'm so bored by that. And when that happens, yes, I do have that sort of pinch me moment. But really, this is a job, and it's one that I love, but it's, you know, it's hard work, and that part doesn't surprise me, and that part isn't really sort of pinch me moments, because I really care about the work, and the fact that it ends up on TV is great and cool, but that's sort of a, you know, the icing on the cake. It's not the cake. And I spend most of my time dealing with the cake of my job, not with the icing. So for sure there's icing. I'm not going to deny that there aren't those cool moments. But 95% of what I do is really about the work.
Yes, of course. I'm always working and, you know, working on my radio show and things. So, yes. Well, it's time for a quick break. Grab $10 for a delicious dinner, and we'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Melissa D'Arabian of $10 Dinners on Food Network. Besides the TV cooking shows and cookbooks, what are your future plans?
Those actually keep me pretty busy. I'm working on book two right now, so I'm in the throes of that. So that'll be coming down the pipeline soon. So that's actually been keeping me very busy. I've been really involved in the prevention of suicide. So I've been involved in speaking. I just spoke this past weekend in Massachusetts at a fundraiser there. And so I really love to get involved in that cause. So I've got that cause that I that's kind of keeping me busy. And I also will have a fun announcement in about 10 days. So right at the end of the month, I'm going to be making an announcement about two new projects that are coming up that are related, but that's going to be announced at the end of the month. So very excited about that. I just got back from New York for having a planning meeting on that. And so I'm in full steam ahead on those two projects. So that'll be coming out soon. I'm really excited. That'll be starting up in about a month. So more to come in about 10 days.
Cool. I hope you'll share it with me.
I will. I will share it with you. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun one. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, great. So besides watching your show, do you have any advice for busy families wanting to cook inexpensive, tasty food on a budget?
Well, yes. You know, I always say to people, that your best strategy at the grocery store is to stop by and get the flyer at the front of the grocery store, because in there you're going to see so many savings. So get the flyer, and you want to look for a couple of things. First, you want to look for the proteins that are on loss leader sales. And by loss leader sales, I mean they're 50% off or more. Usually there's one chicken dish, you know, one chicken cut of chicken, one cut of pork, and one cut of beef, typically in any grocery store flyer. These are the loss leaders that the stores that they put up these really cheap prices on these proteins to bring you into the store. You buy one package of chicken breasts at $1.99 a pound instead of $4.99 a pound, let's say, and then you do the rest of your grocery shopping there. So for them, it's worth it to advertise this really low-priced protein. So one is load up on your proteins using the flyer to help you identify what the loss leaders are. The second tip that will save you a lot of money at the grocery store is pick the smallest shopping cart that is available to you that will work for your size family. They've done studies, and you know, Costco's, they're no fools there. They're smart. They've done studies. All a store has to do to get you to spend more money is increase the size of the cart. We are programmed to fill up whatever size is in front of us. So get the smallest cart that's available to you, and then make your first stop in the produce aisle. And that's where you'll load up on whatever's in season, because whatever's in season is not only what is best, but it's also what is cheapest.
Yes.
So you load up with what's in season. I go to the produce aisle and I get whatever's on sale. I let the, you know, and by the way, don't forget, the organic stuff can sometimes be, the organic stuff on sale is sometimes cheaper than the regular stuff when it's not on sale. And
wow,
they're on different cycles. So always check, don't forget to check the organic the organic section. Load up there. Now look at your cart. Now it looks even smaller. Now you're ready to attack the rest of the grocery store. So just by doing those two things, you will automatically see savings at the grocery store.
Those are some wonderful tips that you gave me and all of my listeners. I'm going to have to try that, see if I can actually find a smaller cart at the grocery store.
Well, the grocery stores do often have different size carts. You know, and if you can't, then you can just make it visually smaller by filling it with
right,
all of your produce.
Halfway.
So there
right,
you go.
Imaginary line. Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest and most disastrous food memory?
Oh, gosh, let me think. My funniest food memory? Well, you know what? I remember every year I have... I had it with my mom. I have a mother-daughter holiday tea, and it's sort of my one big event every year. When I was a little girl, when I was five, my mom started this because she had a couple of my girlfriends over, and she served us just cookies and hot chocolate, and it was just this little gathering with some of my kindergarten friends and their moms, and we had such a lovely time. We were on such a tight budget. My mom was in college when she had me, and then she went on to medical school and was a single mom. So we were on a really tight budget, but every year we would have my girlfriends over, and we would have cookies and cocoa. And then over the years, it turned into this whole event. It became the mother-daughter holiday tea. And so when my mom passed away when I was 20, I thought, you know, if I ever one day have a daughter, I'm going to revive the mother-daughter holiday tea. So, of course, I have four daughters. So I got my wish in spades. And so we've been having mother-daughter holiday teas ever since I've had daughters. And I remember one year, and I usually cook for a few days leading up to it. And one year I was, this is when we lived in Seattle, I was traveling for work, and I got home, and I only had, you know, like a day or two to do all the cooking. Well, I remember I went in to go and start the cooking for the tea, and we had a big flood. And I just, like, the whole, with the pipe burst in our kitchen, and so we had to call in the plumber, like, so I didn't have a kitchen, you know, and all I remember is that all, you know, I couldn't cook at all, and I remember the plumber being there, and we had to call the emergency plumbers, and they wouldn't get, and then a prompt, they're at midnight and getting everything all, you know, fixed, and I just remember being so upset and saying to my husband, aww, you know what, we're scrapping the whole menu, and we're going to the grocery store, and we're buying it all. And so it was, in my mind, the biggest culinary disaster of my life. But wow, Here's what I learned from that. What I learned was, we went to Vaughn's at like midnight, you know, and the all night grocery store, and bought like muffins and, you know, really easy things that I could just pull together, and, you know, puff pastry and put, you know, whatever. Anyway, I'll tell you what, everybody had a lovely time. It didn't matter. So that's when I really, really understood that when you're entertaining, it's really about you being there more than it is about, you know, you impressing everybody. Yes, I want to make great food, and I love great food, and I love making food for people. I love all of that. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay to go out to the grocery store and buy pre-made muffins and put on a cup of coffee and welcome people into your home, because that's what they remember more than you knocking yourself out and taking on too much. So for those people who don't cook out there, you know what? The pressure's off. You know, you can still entertain. You know, you are more important than your food, and I really believe that.
No, yeah, well, family matters. You know, and actually every year I have a cookies and cocoa party with my friends, too. So we all, my friends,
oh, you do?
I actually do, a little bit before Christmas. And I have my cookies and cocoa. We have cocoa and make cookies together. And I make something that's really simple that everybody likes. We make popcorn and watch movies, you know, just doing really fun things together. We do
that sounds really nice.
It is, and I like that. So now, let's talk about unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Well, let's see. I think one of the most unusual foods that I've eaten, my husband and I went to a Sicilian restaurant, and they had, like, really, like, serious cheeses, you know, like, you know, of course, at the end of the meal. This is in France.
Wow.
So okay. My husband's French. And then we met when we were living in France. So we were living in Paris, and we went to a Sicilian restaurant, and they had, if you can believe it, cheese with some, this sounds even worse, I almost can't even tell you what it is because it sounds so disgusting, with some sort of, like, maggots on it.
Oh, I've seen that before. Yes.
Anyway. Anyway, yeah, I don't think I would seek that out again, but oddly enough, the one food that I don't eat, oddly enough, is goat cheese. I just don't like goat cheese.
I love goat cheese.
I know, I know, I just, to me, it tastes like the smell of a farm, like, you know, like out in the barn, like that kind of, you know, hay. I just don't like it, and I love stinky cheeses. I love really pungent cheeses. I mean, for goodness sakes, I've eaten cheese with maggots in it. You know, I'm not freaked out about, you know, people say, well, then we'll get a really mild goat cheese. It's not the mildness or the strength. I just don't like the goatiness. It tastes like goat. It tastes like the smell of a goat. I don't understand that. So so I just can't wrap my mind around it. So that's probably the one food that I really just don't eat.
Right. Like, I actually like goat cheese. I like to, like, just put it in my salad, and I don't know. I just really like that. That's probably actually one of probably my favorite cheeses. Actually,
I know, a lot of people love it. I right. understand. I know. I get that you're getting something that I'm not. I just don't share it. And yet I really like a lot of things, you know? So anyway, oh well. You know, you can't win them all, right?
Right. And I actually put, like, goat cheese inside of dates and then wrap it in bacon and bake it. Oh, so good. But even just, like, bacon and dates together is really good.
Oh, yeah, bacon and dates is really good. And then if you add, like I would then want to put, like, a really good, strong green
right.
cheese in there or something. Like, that would be heaven for me.
That
but
would.
I see where you're going with it. I like it right up until the goat cheese.
Well, lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
Pickles and peanut butter. Well, I will tell you, my husband does not eat peanut butter because he's French and he just never developed the taste. So, but I love peanut butter. I think with pickles, because of that tangy acid, I think I would go toward a spicy, savory world. So something like a panang, like a really spicy panang curry, and then put in like an acidy heat, you know, and, you know, maybe use the pickles in that world. Maybe I would chop them up and, like, fry them up a little bit and, like, sprinkle them on top of a panang. So, yeah, like a peanutty, spicy curry with, fried pickled chips on top, you know, with something in that world, I think, is the direction I would go.
That
you know, I love heat with vinegar and tang behind it. Like, that's why I love sriracha. And have you ever had, you know, Frank's hot red hot sauce? You know, the buffalo wing sauce. I can take Frank's and, like, I pour it on, like, my eggs. I buffalo everything. I'm in love. with vinegar and heat.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Miss Melissa, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. What a fun time
You're
to chat
welcome.
With you.
Oh, thank you. You've shown us that eating dynamite dinners don't have to cost more than $10 and that delicious dishes are just a few dollars away. Miss Melissa has provided us with a copy of her book, $10 Dinners, to give away. Visit my Facebook page, Eliana Cook's fan page, for a chance to win. If you want to find out more about Melissa D. Arabian and $10 Dinners, visit KidsChefEliana.com for all the links. Stay hungry. We'll start cooking again when we come back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredients are phyllo dough and panko. First, let's talk about phyllo dough. Phyllo dough are paper-thin sheets of unleavened flour dough used for making pastries in Greek, Middle Eastern, and Balkan cuisine. Phyllo is made with flour, water, and a small amount of oil and raki, a Turkish unsweetened anise flavor liqueur, or white vinegar. Some dessert recipes also call for egg yolks mixed into the phyllo. Phyllo is a very versatile and can be used in many ways: layered, folded, rolled, or ruffled, and filled with different kinds of fillings. Phyllo dough is now available commercially in the freezer section of your grocery store. Many recipes call for oil or butter to be painted on each sheet of phyllo dough that is layered for various dishes. Here is my recipe for Inside Out Apple Pie. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of butter, 3 cups of diced apples, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of fresh nutmeg grated, a dash of vanilla, a pinch of salt, 1/2 cup of pecans chopped, and 1 roll of phyllo dough. Follow the package directions on how to prepare the phyllo dough. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a sauce pot over medium heat, saute apples in butter with brown sugar, ground cinnamon, ground nutmeg, vanilla, and salt. Take off heat and set aside. Combine pecans. Cut phyllo dough into 8s. Push 1 phyllo dough rectangle into a muffin pan and fill with mixture. Finish the rest. Bake for 25 minutes. I actually came up with this recipe the other night. I had some phyllo dough in the freezer, and I was like, I want to make something with this phyllo dough. It's been sitting in our fridge, and I want to use it. So I just looked at the phyllo dough, took it, and I was like, what am I going to make? And then, like, this idea just popped into my head. I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to make. And I didn't look at the recipe on the box or look up any other recipes. I just kind of made it up. And the thing is, I'm not really a baker, so it really surprised me when it actually came out great and it actually tasted good. I was like, wow, I just made this up and threw everything together and actually tasted good. I was like, man, I hope I can do this again. I gotta write this down right away before I forget what I put in there. It was so good. And it actually serves 8. It makes 8 little Inside Out apple pies. And each of my family members had 2. And then we made homemade whipped cream. It was so good. Hey, kid foodies. I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana, so you know where to find me. Now, let's explore panko. Panko is a Japanese-style breadcrumb traditionally used as a coating for deep-fried foods such as tonkatsu, breaded pork. Wonder what the difference between panko and regular breadcrumbs is? Panko is made from bread without crusts. The crustless bread is coarsely ground into large, airy flakes. This gives fried foods a light, crunchy coating. Because they don't absorb as much grease, the flakes tend to stay crispier longer than regular breadcrumbs. There are 2 types of panko. White panko is made from crustless bread, while tan panko is made with the entire loaf of bread. They are both usually sold plain, but the crumbs readily absorb flavor, which makes the breadcrumbs a versatile ingredient. Here's a recipe for Parmesan Panko Crusted Chicken. Ingredients: 3 large boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into strips, 2 cups of panko breadcrumbs, 2 tablespoons of Italian seasoning, 1/2 cup of Parmesan freshly grated, 1 teaspoon of salt,
half a teaspoon of pepper, 2 eggs, and 1 tablespoon of milk. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. In a large bowl, combine breadcrumbs, Italian seasoning, salt, cheese, and pepper. Mix well. In a separate bowl, create an egg wash with 2 eggs and milk. Dip each chicken strip into the egg wash and then dredge both sides in panko breadcrumbs. Place coated strips on a baking tray lined with foil and sprayed with nonstick cooking spray. Sprinkle more breadcrumbs on top of each strip, covering any missed spots. Spray strips with nonstick spray. Bake for 20 minutes. Serves 4 to 6. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefaliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where are you calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tip is a bottle top bag saver. Take a bag of chocolate chips, for example, that is at least a third of the way empty, and cut off the top of the bag straight across as if you were opening a brand new bag. Cut the top of an empty plastic bottle off. Unscrew the cap. Tighten the bag and run it through the hole of the bottle top with the wide side down. Fold the excess amount of bag down and screw the cap back on. This is a great way to store your chocolate chips, coconut flakes, and even brown sugar. Today's kitchen tool is a cheesecloth. Cheesecloth is a loose woven, gauze-like cotton cloth mostly used in cheese making and cooking. There are 7 different grades of cheesecloth. They range from open to extra fine weave. The various grades are distinguished by the number of threads per inch in each direction. The primary use of cheesecloth is in some styles of cheese making. It is used to remove whey from cheese curds, and it helps hold the curds together as the cheese is formed. Cheesecloth is also used in straining soups, stocks, and custards. It can also be utilized in bundling herbs, making tofu, and thickening yogurt. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here is a recipe for bouquet garni. A bouquet garni is a French herb packet that is placed in sauces, stews, and soups. You can make them with fresh or dry herbs. This is the dry herb version. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of dried thyme, 1 tablespoon of dried parsley, and 1 dried bay leaf. Directions: using a square of cheesecloth, place the dried herbs inside. Tie it shut with kitchen twine, leaving a tail to be able to pull it out of the pot, like a tea bag. Place inside a stew or a soup for a boost of flavor. So, this past weekend, I went to St. Bernard Parish Library, the NOLA Kids Expo at the Pontchartrain Center, and I went to Barnes & Noble West Bank. I had a very, very busy weekend. Like, it was super busy. I had 3 different events this weekend. Well, this is actually not just this weekend. This was actually only on Saturday. So this is all on Saturday. In the morning, St. Bernard Parish Library, where I demonstrated jambalaya and gave out samples to about 100 people. And NOLA Kids Expo, I talked a little bit, so I had a speaking engagement, and then I did a meet and greet. And then at Barnes & Noble West Bank, I did another cooking demonstration, making jambalaya. But this time I had kids come up and actually help me put the ingredients in the pot, and then I had a book signing, and a couple of my friends came to support me, and that was pretty cool. And then after that, my friends and I went to the movies, and they slept over. So that was pretty cool. I had a great weekend, and I'll tell you more about Sunday later and other stuff as well. So that was wonderful, and even though I was tired after that, I still had a great time. Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter to make her phyllo fabulous. Let's take a short break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day, it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spice Detective. Today, we're investigating Mint. Mint gets its name from Menth, who is a mythical Greek character. Mint comes in over 30 varieties and originated in the Mediterranean. The most common garden mint is spearmint. Ancient Romans and Greeks used mint to flavor cordials and fruit compotes. They also used mint to scent baths and perfumes. The ancient Hebrews scattered mint over the synagogue floor for its fresh scent. In Mexico, mint is called hierba bueno, meaning good herb. Mint discovered in Egyptian tombs date as far back as 1000 BC. Did you know that the U.S. produces 70% of the world's peppermint and spearmint? Want an after-dinner mint? Just chew on a fresh sprig of mint to brighten your mouth. Here is a recipe for simple mint gazpacho. Gazpacho is a traditional cold soup from Spain. It's delicious and makes great use of spring and summer veggies. Ingredients: 3 large tomatoes, 1 large cucumber peeled and cut into chunks, 2 cloves of garlic, 1/2 cup of mint chiffonade, 1 stalk of green onion chopped, 1/4 cup of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon of fine sea salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of fresh black pepper. Directions: puree all ingredients in a blender. Refrigerate for 1/2 hour. Serve chilled as a cold soup. Or I actually dip my panko crusted chicken breast into my gazpacho. That tasted good too. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is peanut butter apple bowls. Ingredients: 1 cup of peanut butter, 2 tablespoons of honey, and 2 Granny Smith apples. Directions: in a bowl, mix peanut butter and honey. Cut the apples in half. Scoop out the insides of the melon baller until you have a 1/2 inch roll of flesh inside the apple. The apple should look like a little bowl. Put the apple halves in muffin tins to steady them. Scoop the peanut butter mixture into the apple bowls and stop when it reaches the top. Now you have a peanut butter apple bowl. Serves 4. Hey young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my recipe for garlic sauteed asparagus. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 bunch of asparagus, 2 cloves of garlic chopped, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. Directions: in a medium pan, heat olive oil. Add asparagus, garlic, salt, and pepper.
Saute until it has a nice brown color. It should be tender crisp. Here's another creative cuisine idea. Here's my recipe for brown rice jambalaya. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 cup of trinity, which is bell peppers, onions, and celery, 2 cloves of garlic, chopped, 1 pound of andouille sausage, chopped into half-inch slices, 1 cup of diced tomatoes, 2 cups of water, and 1 cup of brown rice. Directions: in a large pot over medium heat, saute trinity in oil. Add garlic and sausage. Cook until sausage is brown. Stir in diced tomatoes, water, and rice. Cook for 45 to 50 minutes or until liquid is absorbed by rice. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cooking Crafts. Here is a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to play Munch and Crunch Hangman. Supplies: 1 cucumber sliced thinly, that's what I meant. 1 carrot julienne, 1 stalk of celery, cut into 5-inch lengths, 1 bell pepper julienne, and ranch dressing in a small bowl, paper and pencil. Instructions: Step 1. Arrange a hangman with the vegetables, using the cucumber for a head. Arrange a hangman with vegetables, using the cucumber for a head, the celery stalk for a body, the carrot for arms, and the bell peppers for the legs. Step 2. Using the paper and pencil, begin playing a game of hangman with a friend. Step 3. Each time they guess an incorrect letter, you get to eat a body part dipped in ranch dressing. Step 4. The one with the most body parts left over at the end of each game wins. I can't wait to play this game with my family. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. So I'm telling you about Sunday, like I said before. On Sunday, I had 2 book signings, and I went to the French Quarter Fest and had so many delicious foods. The book signings, I had one at a Tisket a Tasket on Decatur Street, and then I had one at the Little Toy Shop by Jackson Square. So I was at my book signing, and my mom and I had just a tiny breakfast, but we were kind of starving by then because it had been a while. It was probably already around 2, 3 o'clock. So my mom gave him some money and said, "Go get us some food. We are so hungry." And we told him, "Make sure you come back with Lazion's meat pies." My mom was like, "I want my own meat pie. I am not sharing." So I actually based my Natchitoches meat pie in my cookbook off of Lazion's restaurant in Natchitoches, Louisiana. They have like the best Natchitoches meat pies. They are just so good. I can't even describe them. They're so just they're I don't know. They're just like flaky and like buttery, just deliciousness. So good. So he brought back that, and then he also brought back some. The Dickie Brennan's prime ribbed brie po' boy. My mom and I were like, we have to get that. We get that every time we come to the French Quarter Fest. That they actually like scoop out all the French bread on the inside, all the insides, and then put the brie po' boy part, the meat inside, so it doesn't like all spill out. That was so brilliant. Whoever came up with that is just brilliant. My dad also brought back an egg roll from a Trey Yen, and it's an egg roll with spicy plum sauce. It was so good. And the plum sauce, like the spice, the sweet and spicy, oh my gosh. That was like a really good egg roll. And I'm not like a really big Chinese egg roll fan, but that one was super good. Then I went, after our book signing, actually my dad came back with pork machacas from Rouse's grocery store, and Those were really good. It had like a lime flavor and cilantro. It's kind of citrusy and green onions and like in a tortilla. It was delicious. And so after our book signing, we went to Jackson Square and we went to K-Paul. They had a tent there and I met the executive chef. He gave us the chicken griots and grits that they were serving. Well, one of the things that they were serving that was like to die for. And he actually, it's Paul Miker, not Paul Miker, Paul Miller is the executive chef. And then I also had from Ristorante Carmelo, veal cannelloni mornay sauce. Oh my gosh. And I talked to him for a long time too. And then I had mango freeze. We get that every time. It's just so good. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Audrey Hepburn. I believe in pink. I believe that laughing is the best calorie burner. I believe in being strong when everything seems to be going wrong. I believe that tomorrow is another day, and I believe in miracles. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. The show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit! I'll be traveling, so I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Has your role model let you down? Every day, it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.